Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Not a bad looking Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the beach getting underway tonight, 7 o'clock on the island. The Astronauts will be on the Casino Pavilion stage. You can bring along those beach chairs and, you know, coolers, things like that. Leave Fido and the glass at home. Just something to pass on to you. We're also going to look into the three top stories this afternoon we're following on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Governor DeSantis wants UWF to return a woke $800,000 federal grant to train teachers. DeSantis said on Monday no Florida college or university should be focused on social justice or woke ideology over a classroom education. The investigation had uncovered UWF's activity engaged in training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in local classrooms. UWF officials looking into those grants.
And the second of your top three stories this afternoon, apartments once again being planned for the Hawkshaw property in downtown Pensacola. At Monday's Community Redevelopment Agency board meeting, members voted to approve the 2017 development agreement for the 2.2-acre block across Romana Street from Admiral Mason Park and Veterans Memorial Park. Unlike previous versions of the agreement, the city now has a buyback clause if the project fails to move forward.
Okay, and here's the third top item. The Navy's increasing an effort to remediate the EPA standards in private well waters near NAS Pensacola. Quarry Station softly filled. The project has been in the works since 2019. In September, the Department of Defense set new policies that prioritize cleanup actions for federal drinking water. Navy's already begun testing the water and alerting homeowners whose private wells may be affected. A meeting is going on right now over at St. Anne Catholic Church. They'll be in session till about 7 o'clock tonight. You got plenty of time to get over there, but they're evaluating and hearing from the local residents. That is in close proximity to NAS Pensacola. Quarry Station is softly filled.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we have more information on the police chase in Escambia County last night. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that the ultimate crash knocked over that the ultimate crash knocked power out in the surrounding area for a while. The suspect was identified as 19-year-old Landon Randolph, and he's being held without bond on several charges, including fleeing and eluding, felony property damage, and resisting arrest. Simmons says the damage from the crash was estimated at more than $50,000.
A bad, serious accident this morning happened around 7:45. A 35-year-old man was injured when an ECUA trash truck collided with a semi-truck on Highway 97. This is near Howell Road. The passenger in the ECUA truck was ejected, taken to Sacred Heart with serious non-life-threatening injuries.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law Monday that is designed to combat inner-city gun violence. Senate Bill 119 will increase penalties for gun-related crimes committed in the state, as well as strengthen ANIA's law, which denies bail to suspects held on gun-related violent crimes. Under the new law, anyone found to be in possession of a firearm who are convicted felons would be charged with a Class C felony, and the law would also impose harsher penalties for anyone convicted of shooting into an occupied dwelling.
515 Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, got some backup still on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. There was an accident there earlier this afternoon, but it seems like some of the congestion is lingering a bit. Also have an accident reported on West Fairfield Drive. This is near Hollywood Avenue. Got some congestion in that area as a result of that. And still got some heavy congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight with increasing chances of rainfall, which will bleed into Wednesday and the next several days after that, heading into your weekend. Wednesday's high is going to be 80 with a low of 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
517, a bear is suspected of mauling an 89-year-old Florida man and his dog to death. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says they were attacked on the man's property near Everglades City. Wildlife Commission officers scoured the remote area of Collier County for hours in search of the bear. Shots were then heard fired, and wildlife officers were seen pulling a dead bear from the nearby woods. If DNA testing confirms a bear killed them, it would be Florida's first recorded fatal bear attack. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. According to FWC records, the last 15 cases involving physical contact between a person and a bear in Florida involved dogs. Between 2006 and February 2025, there were 42 bear attacks in Florida. Of those cases, 28 involving dogs. FWC recommends securing your garbage, pet food, as well as walking dogs on a short leash.
And President Trump's budget could lead to layoffs on the Space Coast. His budget plan calls for cutting the Artemis program. Don Platt is the director of Florida Tech's Spaceport Education Center, and he says the budget shows the government is moving away from lunar exploration. He told local news outlets that he anticipates people who work on the Artemis heavy lift rocket and the Orion capsule will lose their jobs. Congress, though, could still decide to fund the programs and save them.
Afternoon, everybody. It is a beauty. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Temps close to 80 this afternoon. Florida man severely injured by a defective airbag has been awarded millions. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
Attorneys for Jose Hernandez say an accident he had while driving his 2005 Honda Civic in Miami in 2020 should have caused only minor injuries. But when the car's airbag inflator improperly exploded, a piece of metal shrapnel that was several inches long went into his right arm. Hernandez suing Takata Airbag Tort Compensation Trust Fund, which was created after mass recalls in the company's bankruptcy. A jury awarding him $3 million. According to regulators, the airbag company used ammonium nitrate to inflate the bags in a crash, but the chemical breaks down over time when exposed to high heat, leading to more severe explosions that can break apart a metal canister and send shrapnel flying. Those airbags linked to at least 28 deaths in the U.S. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And officials say that two endangered Florida panthers are dead after being struck by vehicles. That's according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, which reports that two males ages 4 and 1 were killed just last week. The organization says there are only 120 to 130 adult panthers left in the entire southeast of the country. The species is protected under the Endangered Species Act of 1973.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks finishing lower amid tariff concerns, and as comments from President Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent provided little clarity as to whether any trade deals were in the works. The president's Oval Office meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney this afternoon did not produce any immediate results. Investors are also remaining cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Salesforce, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow down 390 points, the Nasdaq lower by 155, S&P 500 down 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break and be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the Apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies. providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, sunny. It is pushing 80. It is a fine afternoon, and if you're having a chance to get outside, go ahead, do so. It's a beauty. If you're also maybe having plans to head up to New Jersey, got some flight plans heading up that way, bring along a little patience with you. Newark's Liberty International facing sustained flight delays caused by air traffic control, staffing issues, runway construction, and malfunctioning equipment. They got their problems up there. Chad Pergam has more for you.
Democrats are seizing on these flight issues. They say the problems serve as an indicator light warning of trouble in government. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries flew out of Newark Liberty Airport traveling to Washington yesterday. Jeffries experienced what he characterized as a long delay. He blamed the Trump administration.
We do know that the Trump administration has decimated the FAA in a variety of different ways, and they've been doing this from the very beginning.
This comes on the heels of other delays at Newark. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy just unveiled a plan to hire 2,000 air traffic controllers. He intends to pay trainees more and streamline the hiring process.
Well, hey, I'd rather be waiting for my flight than making contact with one. The FAA says that two United Airlines planes clipped wings at San Francisco International. Happened just after midnight local time on Tuesday. A United flight heading to Australia was pushing off from a gate when the tip of its right wing hit the left wing of a plane heading to Hong Kong. No injuries reported, and the passengers were able to deboard both planes without any issue.
I used to fly out of that San Francisco flight down to Australia when I was based on the West Coast. And, yeah, it leaves about 10:45 at night. Have you noticed there's a lot of airlines now hitting wings in taxi situations around the country?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
All right. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney met with President Trump at the White House today. Jackie Heinrich has more on what went on.
For all of the barbs that the president has thrown online, he certainly extended a very gracious and warm welcome to the Canadian prime minister. He congratulated him on his win. He complimented him on his campaign, even noting the role that he played in it, since Mark Carney was elected in large part from his opposition to Trump. Carney extending some compliments of his own for the president's leadership before diplomatically making very clear that annexing Canada is not up for discussion.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
So both leaders touted the U.S.-Canada relationship.
All right, 525, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon is slipping by on us. Really is. Anyway, Austin is in and taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service. Now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, it's a bit more of what we've already been talking your ear off with. Got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard into Tiger Point area. Do you have a little bit of backups developing on Highway 90? This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. And still got backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Rain chances going to linger this evening, bleed into your next several days. Wednesday's high will be 80, low will be 69.
527, News Radio 92.3, any day now, a massive stellar blast could light up the night sky. Does this intrigue you?
Sure.
Okay, good. NASA confirmed we're still not sure exactly when this is going to happen, but the T. Coronae Borealis, dubbed the Blaze Star, is considered a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it is coming. Now, when the nova finally does occur, it's not going to stay bright for long, appearing only for a few days. Stargazers should have luck spotting it using the Big Dipper's handle to point them to the right part of the sky. The event is not predicted again for another 80 years. Might want to catch it now.
Yeah, you're not
going to. Instead of the second time around.
Not much room for error there.
Exactly.
And New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won't launch another bid to become the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. She ran for the seat in December but lost to Virginia's Jerry Connolly, who isn't seeking re-election because his cancer has returned. AOC announced yesterday that after talking with colleagues, she decided that running against another more senior candidate would be a tall order. She said it's clear that the underlying dynamics in the caucus have not shifted enough.
Okay, the city puts up the warning signs, the lights, the flashing lights and all, and people still hit the graffiti bridge. Another box truck crashing into the span on Monday. A yellow Penske rental truck was wedged underneath the bridge with its, of course, top ripped off. To compound the situation, a gray pickup truck then crashed into the rear of the Penske truck. PPD confirms the Penske truck was first, it was actually the first one to crash into the bridge before it was hit by the pickup truck. Domino effect happening here.
And the Supreme Court is ruling that President Trump can implement a ban on transgender people serving in the military. Justice is granted on emergency request from the White House to get rid of a nationwide injunction that blocked a policy while litigation takes place. All three liberal justices dissented, of course, and seven transgender service members had sued to block the order made by Trump.
Okay, after three hurricanes hit the state in 2024, Florida lawmakers gave final approval to a bill that would make changes involving debris removal and rebuilding storm-damaged homes. The House voted 106-0, and the Senate voted 34-1 to approve Senate Bill 180. The bill awaits Governor DeSantis' signature. The bill would require local governments to create at least one debris management site, instructional plans about the post-storm permitting processes, establish what are known as mutual aid agreements to bring in help from elsewhere, and to set plans in motion to staff after the storms hit.
And the Department of Justice announcing the largest fentanyl seizure in U.S. history. Today, Attorney General Pam Bondi says officers seized over 11 kilos of fentanyl, including 3 million pills labeled as oxycodone that were laced with fentanyl. Bondi said that Sinaloa cartel members living in the U.S. illegally were behind the operation and that the leader was operating out of Salem, Oregon, and the drugs were being moved through Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Utah. Six alleged cartel members have been arrested.
Okay, don't forget, applications open tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. for 14 Escambia County Habitat homes. Pensacola Habitat selling the available properties to eligible buyers at or below 80% of area median income. Application for these homes go on sale tomorrow, 8 a.m. For additional information, go to the Pensacola Habitat website. Sports in 7, News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. The 2026 FIFA World Cup heading to the United States. President Donald Trump announcing the formation of a FIFA task force at the White House. He reiterated also his promise to keep tariffs on Canada and Mexico, who will also host the games.
No, I don't see any tension either. We get along very well with both. They just got to pay a little more money, you know. They're getting away with things that they shouldn't be.
President Trump meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who again rejected proposals to annex Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford on Fox News Channel is pushing for economic cooperation between the two nations.
Let's have the two strongest, wealthiest, most prosperous two countries in the world. It's not Canada is the problem. I've said for years, it's China is the problem. And we need to work together and create a strong alliance when it comes to our economy.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says they're negotiating trade deals. America's listening to Fox News.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Governor DeSantis wants UWF to return a woke $800,000 federal grant to train teachers. DeSantis said on Monday that no Florida college or university should be focused on social justice or woke ideology over a classroom education. The investigation uncovered UWF's activity engaged in training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in local classrooms. UWF officials are looking into the grants.
Okay, here's the second story of three. Apartments are once again being planned for the Hawkshaw property in downtown. At Monday's Community Redevelopment Agency board meeting, members voted to approve the 2017 development agreement for the 2.2-acre block across Romana Street from Admiral Mason Park and Vets Memorial Park. Unlike previous versions of the agreement, the city now has a buyback clause if the project fails to move forward.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the Navy increasing an effort to remediate the EPA standards in private well waters near NAS Pensacola Naval Air Station, Corey Station, and Soffley Field. The project has been in the works since 2019. In September, the Department of Defense set new policies that prioritize cleanup actions for federal drinking water. The Navy has already begun testing the water and alerting homeowners whose private wells may be affected. A meeting was scheduled for 5 to 7 this afternoon. It is underway right now, going till 7. At St. Anne Catholic Church.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
You had cut it to one three times down the stretch until you finally won it.
Great poise with this team.
Denver Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon with TNT, the hero of Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinal series against the league-best Oklahoma City Thunder, who led Denver by 11 points with 4.5 minutes left before the Nuggets outscored the Thunder the rest of the way, 19-6.
7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it! Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. Williams, three-quarter court. No good! The Nuggets steal Game 1. That's a winner for Aaron Gordon. 121-119.
On TNT, Nuggets won the opener against the Thunder, whose Chet Holmgren missed 2 foul shots with under 10 seconds left, which opened the door for Denver. Nikola Jokic with 42 points and 22 rebounds. In defeat, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 33 for the Thunder, who will host Game 2 tomorrow.
In the corner, Bridges, 3, bullseye! It's a 6-point New York lead in overtime.
On TNT, not only did Mikal Bridges make that shot, he stole the basketball from the Celtics' Jalen Brown in the waning moments of Game 1 to give the Knicks a most improbable victory, 108-105. New York trailed by 20 points in the second half. Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby each scored 29 for New York, which outscored Boston by 9 in the fourth quarter to force overtime. Boston missed a playoff record 45 three-pointers. Game 2 is tomorrow in Boston.
Time running out of Florida for Hagee across. Bidwell's got it. And this one, it'll go into the books as a 5-4 Maple Leaf win in Game 1.
On Sportsnet, William Nylander scored twice in the first period and assisted on another goal. Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 5-4 in Game 1. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we heard some talk about the playoffs there. Well, we've got some games in the NBA and NHL playoff scenes this evening. NBA playoffs featuring two games on the slate tonight. Cavaliers hosting the Pacers for Game 2 of their series. Pacers up 1-0. Timberwolves starting their series against the Golden State Warriors tonight as well. As for the NHL side of things, Capitals hosting the Carolina Hurricanes for Game 1. Later, the Vegas Golden Knights will welcome in the Edmonton Oilers for Game 1 of their series. And yeah, yesterday, Toronto beating our Florida Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champs. That's kind of a bummer.
537 News Radio 92.3. Speak like it is. Tell it like it is.
Hey, we're the state of Florida. We're an underdog story in the world of hockey, all right? Yeah. I'm surprised the ice can even stay frozen here.
Now, come on. They play some pretty mean hockey in the state of Florida, especially down in the Florida Panthers and the Bolts in Tampa. Boy, it was a wet and nasty track at Churchill Downs last Saturday. Well, the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown just lost some of its luster. Joe Morgan has the details for us.
Horse racing fans will have to wait until next year for a chance to witness history. Sovereignty, the winner of last weekend's Kentucky Derby, will not run in the Preakness Stakes, officials announced Tuesday. Trainer Bill Mott told Preakness officials the plan was for Sovereignty to enter the Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, which will take place on June 7th at Saratoga Racecourse. It's the first time the Kentucky Derby winner will not race in the Preakness since Rich Strike in 2022. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the world of sports and politics colliding on Capitol Hill. Yeah, I know, it's not the first time. A hearing led by Senator Ted Cruz is looking at the rise of streaming services that carry the games. The Texas Republican says that in the late 60s, Congress passed the Sports Broadcasting Act, which gave leagues antitrust immunity when it came to negotiating broadcasting deals. That could be changing, though. The NFL is accused of being too aggressive with its growing streaming strategy, which offers games on new nights.
5:40, it's 20 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. An American climber has died on one of the world's tallest peaks. Jonathan Savage has the report.
Alexander Panko was trying to conquer Mount Makalu in Nepal when he died. The 39-year-old, who was from Chicago, was descending between camps during acclimatization when he suffered from suspected cardiac arrest. Nepal's mountaineering department says they're now trying to bring his body down from the slopes of the world's fifth highest peak. Panko is described as being a highly experienced climber. He had leukemia and was raising money to help youngsters with blood cancer at Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is a
Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. At one point last night, it felt like the New York Knicks were going to lose by 40 points, but Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby then started the charge on a 20-point comeback and probably should have won the game in regulation. And in overtime, the Knicks' big offseason acquisitions of Mikal Bridges and Karl-Anthony Towns were phenomenal to secure the stunning Game 1 victory. Let's also not forget to throw some respect in Tom Thibodeau's name because the defensive substitutions were sensational and a big reason why the Boston Celtics didn't win Game 1. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
News Radio 92.3, Tuesday afternoon. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. Justice Department announcing the largest fentanyl bust in the U.S. history. Christian Goodwin has more for you.
The bust included DEA agents seizing 41 firearms, 75 pounds of methamphetamine, 4.5 kilos of heroin, 7.5 kilos of cocaine, and millions of fentanyl pills.
3 million pills going on our streets. 3 million pills, the streets of our country, laced with fentanyl, labeled as oxycodone.
The operation spanning from Arizona, Oregon, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and New Mexico.
16 individuals have been arrested, including the alleged leader, Heriberto Salazar Amaya, an illegal alien from Mexico with two prior removals and direct ties to the Mexican cartel.
U.S. Attorney Ryan Ellison. The individuals face charges including conspiracy and distribution. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And we're celebrating some pretty important people today. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day, but also it's National Nurses Day, marking the first day of National Nurses Week. The week ends May 12th on the birthday of the late Florence Nightingale, who was widely recognized as the founder of modern nursing.
President Trump's banning federal funding for the type of virus research blamed for the COVID pandemic. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
An executive order from President Trump significantly limits U.S. funding for gain-of-function research conducted overseas and empowers U.S. agencies to end federal funding for other biological research, posing a public health or national security threat.
There's always a danger that in doing this research, it might leak out just by accident even, and cause a pandemic.
National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya joined President Trump for the executive order signing. The president also signed an order intended to streamline U.S. pharmaceutical production. He says tariffs on drugs made overseas will be announced in the next few weeks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And New York's two Democratic U.S. senators calling on Republicans to take action following more layoffs in the 9/11 health program. Senator Chuck Schumer says 16 people got let go Friday night following previous cuts to the program that provides medical treatment for roughly 137,000 responders and survivors of 9/11 attacks. Schumer says that the cuts are jeopardizing the health care of 9/11 heroes.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, take a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, let's see. For starters, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some lingering on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. We now have an accident report in that area. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. As for weather on the local scale, 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight, with increasing chances of showers that will bleed into your Wednesday and onward. Wednesday's high is 80 degrees with a low of 69.
Nice local snapshot. Now let's take a look at the kind of what NOAA's doing to prepare for hurricane season. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just a few weeks away, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes activity taking place. As a matter of fact, NOAA is awaiting new high-tech aircraft to track storms ahead of the season. Brady Campbell is in Lakeland, Florida this afternoon with a report.
This Tuesday, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration shows us what tools they have available to help pinpoint the strength and track of any storms to develop this hurricane season. On Fox Weather, we're getting a close-up look at the P3 Hurricane Hunter aircraft and the tools on board. We're also learning about what's coming soon as the next generation of Hurricane Hunter aircrafts are in the works. Captain Nate Kahn spoke with us about them.
They are C-130 Hercules aircraft that will be contracted to be modified to basically replace our fleet to ensure our capability still exists.
He says those will likely be phased in around 2030. In Lakeland, Florida, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney telling President Trump today that his country will never be for sale, shutting down the president's repeated calls to make Canada the 51st state. The exchange followed mostly cordial remarks between the two leaders, according to CNBC. The Federal Reserve began its two-day policy meeting today with a decision on potential interest rate changes scheduled for tomorrow. Fed funds futures trading suggest a under 3% chance of the central bank cutting rates. On Wall Street, stocks were lower with the Dow falling more than 380 points, the S&P 500 dropped 43, and the NASDAQ lost more than 150. U.S. onshore oil production is likely peaked and will start to decline due to the recent plunge in crude prices. Meanwhile, for June, they remain under $60 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
547 News Radio 92.3. Trump administration is funding cuts leading to job losses at Columbia University in New York City. Chris Foster has the information for us.
180 Columbia University staff members are told they're laid off. Their jobs were funded in part or completely by grants terminated by the federal government. The administration cut $400 million in federal funding from Columbia in March, accusing the school of allowing anti-Semitism on campus. There are negotiations to possibly have at least some of the money returned. But in the meantime, the school says it's forced to make difficult decisions about allocating resources, cutting 20% of the staff funded by grants rescinded by the Trump administration. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is not engaged in trade negotiations with China as of yet. Bessent made the comment while testifying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill on Tuesday related to President Trump's budget request. However, Chinese officials have said in recent days they were assessing U.S. proposals to start talks. Bessent suggested trade deals could be announced with other partners in the coming days as well.
Maybe a new tax structure could be on the way on the national level. Republicans pushing for no taxes on overtime. Ryan Schmelz has more from Capitol Hill.
Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says his bill cutting taxes on overtime would save employees thousands of dollars a year and boost the economy.
I think that we should incentivize hard work like several of us have said.
Cutting taxes on overtime is one of the priorities President Trump wants to include in the One Big Beautiful Bill, along with no taxes on tips, Social Security, and extending the Trump tax cuts. The plan allows for $4.5 trillion in tax cuts over 10 years, and Republicans are negotiating which items will get priority. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates the No Taxes on Overtime bill could reduce revenues anywhere from $250 billion to $1.4 trillion. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the U.S. trade deficit hit a record in March as companies raced to import goods ahead of new tariffs. Government figures show that the trade gap rose by 14% to more than $140 billion for the month. The larger-than-expected jump comes as businesses rush to lock in cheaper prices on foreign products before the start of those aforementioned tariffs. So far this year, the trade deficit has spiked more than 90% compared to the same period last year.
Okay, the Treasury Secretary is saying the IRS is becoming more efficient. Jenny Casola has a report.
We have successfully cut $2 billion from the IRS IT budget.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells a House Appropriations Subcommittee IRS information technology is operating better without any operational disruptions.
We achieved these cost savings by eliminating, renegotiating, and de-scoping wasteful IT and professional services contracts and addressing longstanding inefficiencies.
Bessent says the IRS will be automating more processing of paper forms, and he expects artificial intelligence to enhance IRS collections. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
Just about 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. In just a couple minutes, we'll give you some more frivolous notes, pop culture headlines, as we bleed you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Toast of the Coast, Sushi Rolling Class, Mother's Day, the Craft Beer Festival, and Jackson's Spring Menu, all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All righty. Well, this one is a bit odd. Chris, you and I were thinking about this one earlier because we saw a headline about it. But famed Motown singer and producer Smokey Robinson being accused of sexual assault by former employees. Four women submitted a complaint to the L.A. Superior Court on Tuesday. Among their allegations are sexual assault, false imprisonment, and creating a hostile work environment. The lawsuit also named the 85-year-old's wife, Frances Robinson. Smokey was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987.
I actually did his voice on Off-Broadway. I did the Smokey Robinson voice in a production. It was called A Tribute to Marvin Gaye, and I did the voice of Smokey.
Well, hopefully your reenactment of his life is done, because this seems like it would be a stressful chapter to do a voice.
The question is, though, and they failed to report this, how many years ago did this happen?
I don't know. I'm sure those details are going to come out in the next several days or weeks.
I'm sure it will kind of paint a different picture here. Paul McCartney's animated film has its cast all set and ready to go. Michelle Pollino has the names.
Celine Dion, Himesh Patel, and Hannah Waddingham are set to voice characters in Paul McCartney's animated film, High in the Clouds. Idris Elba, Lionel Richie, and Ringo Starr have also joined the 3D animated feature. The film adapts McCartney's popular children's book. The story follows a teenage squirrel on a quest to liberate music after accidentally starting a revolution against a bossy diva owl who has banned all music from his town. The film explores themes of family and freedom of expression through music. McCartney himself has written original songs for the film. Michelle Pollino,
Fox News.
5:55, heads up Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, not much going on. Do have some backups. Somewhat lingering on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but it's pretty minor. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last but not least, we have some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight, with increasing chances of rainfall throughout the evening that will bleed into your Wednesday, where it will be a high of 80 and a low of 69.
FDOT is not doing construction on Garçon this afternoon, so that's a heads up if you want to shoot Garçon today.
Nice.
No delays. Met Gala 2025, see stars on the red carpet. Here's Michelle. She's redoing a repeat performance for us.
Celebrities hit the carpet leading up to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York for the annual Met Gala. This year's fashion theme, Superfine Tailoring Black Style, honoring Black dandyism and the work of Black designers. The hosts of this year's event included Pharrell Williams, Lewis Hamilton, Coleman Domingo, and A$AP Rocky. Music royalty Diana Ross made a statement on the carpet with a long white feather train, while Madonna showed up puffing on a cigar wearing a white sleek satin tux. And a pregnant Rihanna showed off her baby bump in pinstripe. Actress Sydney Sweeney shined on the carpet in black gown with rhinestones and a plunging neckline. Zendaya wore a creamy white pantsuit with a matching hat with an ultra-wide brim. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And rapper YNW Melly looking to post bond ahead of his double murder retrial in Florida. According to court documents, the rapper, whose real name is Jamel Demons, was scheduled for an Arthur hearing today. That's a hearing where defendants seek bond for offenses typically not bondable. Demons is accused of shooting and killing his friends in 2018. He had a mistrial 2 years ago in his second double murder trial, scheduled to begin on September 10th. If convicted, he could face the death penalty.
Get ready. A stage-jumping pop star has gone on tour. Michelle comes back and has this news for us.
Benson Boone's set to catapult into arenas nationwide with a massive headlining tour kicking off in August. The pop star announced a 29-date North American arena run stretching through early October, beginning August 22nd in St. Paul and wrapping October 8th in Salt Lake City, with stops at Madison Square Garden, LA's Crypto Arena, and Boston's TD Garden. Ticket sales begin with an American Express pre-sale Wednesday, followed by a general on-sale Friday. Boone's star continues to rise after two attention-grabbing Coachella performances. His sophomore album, American Heart, drops June 20th. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
All right. And, you know, since we're sticking with the singer and celeb theme, Sean Diddy Combs' sex crimes trial ongoing as jury selection takes place. Combs, of course, facing life in prison on a number of charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering in New York City. Prosecutors alleged star rapper threatened and coerced women for sex. And last hour, Chris, you and I were talking about this, and we kind of had the same reaction. We're just now getting to jury selection? We've been hearing about this stuff every friggin' day.
I guess it was last fall when this first broke.
September, that's probably October, when it started to heat up. I can't quite remember. But, yeah, it's been going on for months now, and we're just now hearing about, they're starting to select jurors.
It's about time, I guess. New data shows drugs are Florida's primary stress triggers, generating nearly 11,900 monthly searches. Health and workplace stress ranks second and third. Financial and relationship concerns round out fourth and fifth. The research identifies a gap between drug-related stress searches and all other categories, with drug concerns generating, get this one, Austin, more than 13 times the search volume over the second most common stress trigger.
My goodness.
Drugs takes the the top poll there on that one. All right, coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll talk about national local stories, throw in some sports. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on. Have a great afternoon.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.